أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. قل إنما يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فهل أنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. The very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about Qiyamah. And Allah has spoken about the nubuwwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the disbelievers' belief with regards to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that hal hadha illa basharun mithlukum, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is just an ordinary human being like you are, so there is no difference between the two, so why should one follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or the wahi and the revelation that came down to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in the ayahs we discussed yesterday and the previous day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about various aspects of Qiyamah, and now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the ayah is very famous, we hear it all the time, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you but as a means of mercy, للعالمين, for all the worlds, for the entire universe. The entire universe here will include all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Besides insan, the jinnat, all the animal kingdom, and every other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been included in the word alameen. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the rahmah, the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as. Now when we look at it and we understand that this entire world is existing because of the ibadat of Allah. So long as man is taking the name of Allah, so long as there is one person that takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this world will be in existence. But when there is no one to take the name of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy this world. Now how and why is man taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How man today takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the manner, in the way our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught insan. We performed our salat, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that we say Allah because our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. And so long as we are saying Allah, and so long as insan continues to say Allah, this world will be in existence. And hence, in that aspect, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a rahmah for the entire mankind, for the entire humankind, for the entire alam, the entire universe. So that is one aspect of the rahmah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the duty and the responsibility to go out and to make jihad, to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done. And through that man got hidayat. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me as a rahmah. So in that aspect also Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam during his lifetime, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this fikr and concern that insan gets hidayat, insan brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That also is a form of rahmah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that spread throughout the entire world, throughout the entire earth. Then we will find that the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept rahmat in each and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person that practices upon the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the more people practice, the greater the rahmah. It is like this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has put light in the sun, but if a person takes himself or herself and they lock themselves up in a room, there is no windows, there is absolutely nothing, and they deprive themselves of the light of the sun, then that is the doings of an individual. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put rahmat in the teachings of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the effort of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in these many ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a means of rahmah for the entire universe. قُلْ إِنَّمَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا يُوحَى إِلَيْ. Certainly, revelation had been received by me, revelation had come down to me, that whatever man thinks about this Qur'an, whatever man thinks about the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reality will never change, that this was wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most important and the maqsad and the objective of the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was annama ilahukum ilahun wahid, that certainly your ilah, your God, your deity is one God, one Allah, one object of worship. And that is the tawheed of Islam. And that is the most important aspect of our deen. And that is one of the reasons and the most important reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Qur'an, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Would you not then submit to the commandments and orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Submission, subjugation in every aspect of our lives. We submit, one, to the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number two, we submit to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The laws of the sharia that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon us, that also we submit and we fulfill. Number two, whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has put in our taqdeer, we submit to that also, and we are pleased with the commandments of Allah, and we are pleased with the decree of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.